Okay. Well, next up is something I've been personally looking forward to a lot, a baby dedication for Jackson Keith Harrell. So I'll turn it.
Okay, am I on now?
Yes. Maybe. Good.
Okay, if I can have Cody and Taylor, Jeff and Holly, and of course Jackson. I need him. Mom, Colt, will you come down and stand by me? Baby dedications are among the happiest ceremonies that we have in church. We love to welcome new babies into the church and certainly into the family. And I would be remiss if I told you I wasn't a little partial to this one. He is Pawpaw's boy. So I want to give you a rose and his very first Bible, a copy of the New Testament. And I have just a few very brief remarks I want to address, especially Cody and Taylor. Cody, you are Jackson's father, and you will always be Jackson's father. That is both a privilege and a responsibility that is yours and yours alone. Taylor, you are Cody, you are Jackson's mother, and you alone are Jackson's mother. Becky's not, Holly's not, certainly none of the rest of us are. You're the mother. That's a very important role. That is a tremendous privilege and a tremendous responsibility. The rest of us are extended family. We also have a role to play. You know, a lot of times people will say a child is a gift, and I understand that sentiment, but the reality is this child is not ours. Jackson belongs to God. He has given him to us for a little while, and it is our responsibility, and we will stand before God, all of us, and give an account for how we handle that responsibility, how we discharge that responsibility. Proverbs 22:6 says, raise up a child in the way that he ought to go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Colt, if you would pray a prayer.
Thank you. Father God, we are so thankful for the blessing of new life in this church, for the humble privilege that we have to raise a child up in your ways. God, they're not in this alone. Keep us ever mindful, Lord, that as we dedicate this child to your service, we dedicate ourselves to the child's edification, to his education, to bringing it up, Lord, to making sure that it is saved and sanctified and carrying on into the next generation. Ever mindful of the awesome and holy obligation that we have, the children that we have in these walls. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all may be seated.